We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. In the coming days, the U.S. Senate will begin to consider the nomination of Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Many, though, in the pro-life community and social conservatives say that she is not only a pro-choice candidate for this position, but a very dangerous one because some of the policy precedents she set in Kansas and would likely pursue if, in fact, confirmed by lawmakers. With me now to explain why he is concerned is Lou Engel, founder of The Call, which assembles Americans of all generations and races prayer assemblies for the sake of our nation. And Lou, thanks so much for being with us.
Craig, it's great to be with you again.
We know that President Obama is pro-choice, so it shouldn't surprise us that he's picking a pro-choice nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. What in particular concerns you about Governor Sebelius in this position?
Well, the sad thing is President Obama did make it his statement during the elections that he wanted to bring the parties and the peoples together and basically make abortion rare. But there's across the board, there's a frustration now because who he's putting in for his cabinet members and particularly for the Secretary of Health are so far over on the abortion line, even late-term abortions, that it's really offensive. Ms. Sebelius is one of the most pro-choice governors. And she has supported, or at least she sought to cover, George Tiller, who is the most prolific abortion doctor in America, possibly 60 to 80,000 abortions. She has covered him by removing restrictions from late-term abortions so that he doesn't go to court. And it's deeply saddening because here you have an abortion doctor doing late-term abortions with thousands of dollars being made, and at the same time you've got a governor who is supporting him for late-term abortions, and she's going to be the Secretary of Health. This is not good for America, Greg.
What kind of policies do you expect her to pursue there? Obviously, the president ultimately sets the agenda, but on a day-to-day basis, the secretary can have quite a significant influence. What do you expect from her? What do you potentially fear from her in this particular position?
Well, I think, nationally speaking, she's going to do the same thing that she did in Kansas. I think she's going to remove restrictions on abortion. As far as her influence goes, she's going to remove restrictions on abortions, not only in this nation, it'll affect nations beyond us. And people say, well, this, you know, she tries to make abortion rare. The fact is, this is what makes abortion more prolific, and we're very concerned about this.
What sort of policies would you encourage this administration to pursue? As you mentioned, President Obama, during his convention speech and at other points along the campaign trail, said he wanted to end the divisiveness as much as possible on this issue, bring people together among the common banner of making unwanted pregnancies as rare as possible. How should he do that?
Well, I think she's got to stand and uphold the Supreme Court's ruling that late-term abortions are illegal. She needs to stand under that and not use her position to influence that. I think as well, she needs to stand as well for restrictions, remove restrictions on parental notification. She needs to allow informed consent. But these are exactly the things that she hasn't done in Kansas. Hopefully she'll do these kinds of things. I hope that she will use her influence to mobilize a massive adoption movement in the nation and to help women as well who are in crisis pregnancy situations release finances for the bettering of those women. But if it goes to Planned Parenthood, you know, on the graph, more money goes to Planned Parenthood, the more the abortion rates, abortions go up with that Planned Parenthood. And that's the sad thing. The money goes to where the abortions are.
Last 30 seconds here, Lou. What are you encouraging senators to consider as this confirmation process gets rolling?
Well, I encourage them to look at this. On the same week that Tiller is being taken to court for 19 offenses of criminal injustice and could go to prison for what he stands for, she will go possibly to the highest seat of health and have a hearing herself, and she could be exalted. That's not wrong. This is not right. Let the nation recognize, and the senators, something's wrong here. The whole nation's on trial.
Lou, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Lou Engel is the founder of The Call, a project which brings Americans of all races, generations, and ethnicities together to assemble in prayer for our nation. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org and join us again right here tomorrow for the next Dateline Washington.